Hare Krishna. Don't let the small picture blind you to the big picture. The small picture refers to the nitty-gritty of things, whereas the big picture refers to the broad understanding of the overall situation. In our progress, in our spiritual journey, when we are daily practicing the principles of bhakti, we may sometimes feel, what difference is bhakti really making in my life? I still have to go through the same problems which everyone else goes through. You know, I have financial worries, I have health issues, I have relationship issues, and not only that, I also have further problem of desires. You know, I have so many desires, the same desires which I had earlier, they're not getting purified. Those same desires are coming again and again and yet again. So, how is actually bhakti making a difference? Is it making a difference at all? So we may think like this, and that way we may dishearten ourselves unnecessarily. But the fact is, the small picture may not have changed, but the big picture has substantially changed. And what is the change of the big picture referring to? If we look at our life, suppose we consider two patients, both of them are sick, but one of them is undiagnosed and untreated, where the other has been properly diagnosed as in and is being effectively treated. So right now both of them may be in pain, and as a small picture is concerned, yes, both of them are in pain, but in the big picture there's a huge difference between the two. The patient who's been diagnosed and treated is soon going to be cured and discharged. So big picture means you need to see from the long-term perspective. And similarly, with respect to desires, we may still have desires, but our attitude towards those desires has changed. We are no longer looking forward to those desires. We are no longer welcoming those desires. We are no longer seeking those desires. And this is what we were probably doing before we were introduced to bhakti. We look forward means, when will it come? Welcome means, oh, please come. And seek means, oh, when we actually go out of our way to invite. So now we are not doing any of those things. We are actually, when they come, we resent their coming and we reject them and we want to drive them away as soon as possible. And this is positive, it's wonderfully positive. So if we look at the big picture, our values have changed, our attitudes towards our desires have changed. And that is eminently auspicious. So by looking at the big picture, now if you see when Krishna asks Arjuna, Krishna tells Arjuna about the three modes of material nature, and when Arjuna asks how I can transcend the modes and what are the symptoms of one who has transcended the modes. So Krishna doesn't say that one who has transcended the modes is free from all desires or is free from all tribulations. He says such a person does not let oneself get carried away by desires. Such a person stays focused and fixed even when there are desires coming and prakasham cha pravrittim cha. Mohameva cha pandavana dveshti sampravrittani anivrittani kaankshani kaankshati udasina vadasina gunayo na vichayate gunavartante deva sovityo tishtati nengate. So Krishna says over here that prakasham cha pravrittim cha mohameva cha pandava. So prakash is the characteristic of goodness. Pravritti is the characteristic of the mode of passion. Prakash is illumination. Pravritti is action. And moha is delusion. This is the characteristic of the mode of ignorance. So Krishna gives the characteristic of the three modes. And then he states that although these characteristics of the three modes are present, the serious person, the spiritually serious aspirant, one who is a transcendentalist, such a person is not affected. He doesn't crave for the effect of any particular mode when he comes. Nor does the person resent the effect of any particular mode when that effect goes away. Rather, the person stays fixed and focused, knowing that these are just transformations happening because of the modes. And one doesn't get affected by them. So when we get desires, we should know that, okay, the desires will come because there are some effects of the modes still there. But we don't have to give in to those desires. And if we're not giving in to those desires, then definitely we are progressing. So the big picture is, that we have recognized a desire, certain selfish desires to be selfish and undesirable, and we are wanting to give them up. And further, the big picture is that we have understood that this world is a place of misery, and it is our desire to enjoy the things of this world that causes us misery. So we have to get, we have to become purged of that desire, and we are following the process for purifying ourselves of those desires. So we are like the patient who is being diagnosed and who has been diagnosed and is being treated properly. So when we keep the big picture in mind, then we will not get disheartened with because of the small ups and downs that we may face in our devotional life. The daily dilemmas and the daily perplexities, the routine inconveniences that are there in life, they may go on. But in the big picture, we are very positively situated. And by meditating on the big picture, we can also become positive to dealing with our small picture irritation that might be there in our life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.